How was the party?
Over here, young lady.
What am I doing in your room? Oh no, sweetie. This isn't your room. This may be your bedroom, yes, but this is my house. Mine and your father's. Which means this is really my room. Everything in this room is mine. Everything. That doesn't answer my question, darling. How was the party? Did you have fun? Yes, I know I said you could go. That's not what this is about. I don't care that you went. You had my permission. No, I'm more concerned about your ability to bend over in that dress without flashing the entire group of partygoers. Oh, don't give me that bullshit outrage! I mean, look at you. This tiny little thing barely covers your ass. No daughter of mine goes out looking like that. People will get the wrong idea. They'll think you're a cheap slut. Oh. How could I forget, of course. You're not my real daughter. No. I'm just the big, bad, mean old stepmommy. Is that it? After everything I've done for you, still, you are such an ungrateful little girl. You know that? You didn't ask for me to do those things. Oh, no, no, no. But you'll happily benefit from them when it suits you. You don't mean that. All right. That's what you want, hmm? You don't want a mother. You want a wicked stepmother. All right. Then that's what you'll get. What am I doing? I'm giving you what you want. Your very own stepmother. And if I'm not your mother, then I don't mind dishing out a little corporal punishment. Bare ass, so it stings. No panties. Why am I not surprised? Maybe thinking you're a cheap slut isn't the wrong idea after all. No talking. Now you're going to lay across my lap and take the spanking you deserve, young lady. No, I'm not joking. Come here. Across my lap. Now. The longer I wait, the worse it gets. You think your father would believe you? Oh, honey. He's too busy coming inside of me to care about whatever little bullshit lie his jealous daughter can come up with. Angry, are we? Did something I say hit too close to home? Too bad you don't have your mother here. I'm sure she'd never hurt you like this, at least not in such a degrading manner. But then again, this is probably exactly what you need. A little humiliation to put you in your place. Maybe if you were spanked more often, you wouldn't be such an ungrateful brat. I'll stop when I feel like it. I'm sure a real mommy would care about your discomfort, but that isn't what I am. Why, I'm hardly more than a stranger to you, aren't I? It's not like I matter to you. It's not like you're mine. And don't even pretend that part of you doesn't like this. I may be your big, bad stepmother, but I'm still a gorgeous woman. And you're still getting spanked on your bare ass, with my fingers so close to your slit. I can feel the heat radiating off of it. Oh, come on. Don't deny it. What? Are you afraid a finger might start brushing against you like this? That you'll start to enjoy yourself too much. Start moaning on top of me. Give yourself away. Maybe that's why you act like a whore. You're just pent up. Oh, your useless girlfriend left you, and now you need some kind of release. You're desperate for it. Oh, yes. I think that's the problem. Don't worry. I have the perfect solution. Get up. Take off that slutty dress. Stop arguing and take it off. You're practically naked anyway. It's so small. Good job. Now lay down on the bed. Face up. This isn't what you want, is it, slut? No, it's what you need. You need a release. And you need someone to hold you accountable for your actions. And that's what I'm here for. To show you some tough love. I know you're a stubborn little brat. So I'm going to tell you what I expect from you ahead of time. So you can decide what's more important. Your pleasure. There we go. Just my fingers gliding around your clit. Ooh, am I the first person to do it since your girlfriend left, Ooh, other than yourself. You don't have to tell me. It's already obvious. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My expectations. I'm going to get you off, sweetheart. But only if you admit that I am your real mother. That you are mine. My family. Do that? And you can have your release. Or deny me. It's up to you. Either way, I'm going to get what I want eventually. And you won't be able to hold out. God, you are soaking, you little slut. Are you so needy that you get wet for your own stepmother? Oh, no. Then why can I slip this finger inside of you so easily? Oh, or this one. All the way down to the very bottom of my knuckle. Oh, yes. Arch up, just like that. Oh, don't be embarrassed, honey. I know how badly you want my fingers inside of you. That's right. Moan for me. Show me just how much I know my little girl. Oh, exactly what she needs. That's right. That's right, baby. Take it from me. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, that's right. I know what you need. And what you need right now isn't just my fingers. I saw how much you loved your girlfriend's mouth. This is what you really wanted all this time. Someone to kiss and lick and fuck your needy pussy. And who better than the woman who loves you most? Who knows your most intimate secrets? Your every need. Like how you love your G-spot to be stimulated when a girl sucks your clit. Oh, how you moan when she hits just the right spot. Sounds you make when you come. And how hard your nipples get when you do. After all, it's my job to know everything about you, darling. Every single thing I can. And you were never very discreet. Thankfully. Oh, that's right. Just give in to me. Let me take care of you. Just the way you need. And whenever you're ready to admit exactly how much you love your mother, you can have your release. Oh, you won't be able to stop it, honey. And you don't want to. He may fight me, but oh, I can feel you quivering beneath my tongue. Shaking with your hunger. So close. Just tell me what I want to hear. Tell me the truth. And it will feel so good. You can't stop it. It feels too good. My tongue flicking against your clit. Fingers pumping in and out. I know you want to come, but you have to tell me. Tell me what I know, and I'll let you. Come on, just tell me. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh, I love you. And you can come for me. I want you to. Come for me, my good girl. Come for me. Thank you, darling. Oh, thank you for admitting that I am your real mother. Even though we both know it's true, it's nice to hear. Well, I suppose I should let you get some sleep. It's past curfew. Just remember, the next time you're feeling pent up, you can always come to me. After all, Mother knows best.